Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how are you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your sorghum from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
Invenergy is investing in Oklahoma. Having completed its first Oklahoma project in 2006, Invenergy has continued supporting our rural communities by volunteering, donating to local organizations, and sponsoring local events. In addition to the $400 million Invenergy invests annually in project communities, Invenergy developed and operated energy facilities, provide jobs, tax revenues, landowner payments, and other sources of local economic development. Invenergy is committed to Oklahoma.
Well, over the last 20 years, you have heard us feature articles and audio and interviews and crop progress, all from OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson. And Anderson has announced his retirement from Oklahoma State University as of July the 31st. Aside from his crop market expertise, Anderson's also well known for his sales and marketing class at OSU, where he's positively impacted the lives of countless OSU students. I had the opportunity to sit down with Dr. Kim Anderson and visit a little bit about what he's going to miss the most from Oklahoma State University.
The people, the students, the farmers, God has blessed me with the opportunity to teach the sales class. I've learned so much on the sales class. That sales class is nothing but life. You go through those 8 steps of the sales process, that's lives. Mm-hmm. The students appreciate it. I'm going to miss the accolades. Dr. Anderson, you're the best professor I had. Dr. Anderson, that course, I use that course every day. I go out, Kent Prickett, I saw him. He said, Kim, they need you. Oh, you know, you go out and I can't go anywhere that people don't know me. Thanks to you and Ron and Sunup of Southwest Farm Press. Over probably around 5,500 students have been to the sales course. Mm-hmm. It is so humbling. I mean, this farm kid that didn't know how to study, that didn't know about the real world. I mean, to where I am today, it's just humbling.
To hear my complete conversation with OSU's Kim Anderson, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, wheat harvest is pretty well wrapped up in all areas of the state, but producers in the panhandle still have a little bit of challenges on their hands getting the irrigated wheat crop out, as they've actually had even more rains this past weekend that's hindered the progress. It is thought that 35 to 40% of the crop within this region remains to be harvested. Test weights have dropped on the irrigated wheat from previous rain events, but overall, statewide average is still looking pretty favorable. This is the last harvest report that we will have for the season, and the Oklahoma Wheat Commission calling the state 97% complete with harvest. At the time of reporting, test weights across the state around 56 to 64 pounds per bushel, with some lighter test weights in the panhandle due to those heavy rains over the past couple of weeks. Statewide averages for test weights around 60 to 61 pounds per bushel, proteins ranging from 9 to 13.5%, with an overall average of proteins being 11.8%, yields being reported at 40 to 50 bushels per acre in most regions. So once again, this is the last report from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission for harvest.
You've got farm news.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how are you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your sorghum from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.